Welcome to the Marketing Fundamentals Podcast. Marketing has undergone major transformation in the past 20 years, but what has not changed and what will not change are the core fundamentals of marketing. Stick around and learn how to develop a strategy around the fundamentals and how to employ tactics in today's tech-focused marketing world.
Thanks. Geez.
Let's go to the future. Let's go to the future right now.
All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of the Marketing Fundamentals Podcast. Today, I have Mr. Mike Hardy with us. Mike is the creative director at Lead Plan Marketing. He is the man behind all of the branding that we do with our clients at Lead Plan Marketing. And he's a good friend of mine. So he wanted to come on the show and vibe with me a little bit today. Hopefully you'll stick around and continue to be my co-host. That's what I'm shooting for.
We'll see. We'll see how this gig pays.
Doesn't pay much. We can promise that. So today we're going to talk about the 5 pillars of online sales conversions. Now, when I say online, that's mainly because the 5 pillars are what we use when we devise a marketing campaign. Each pillar, you have to have a plan in place and make sure that you're covering that pillar. But a lot of what we do is online marketing. We do a lot of traditional as well, but most of our clients are selling products online. And so we want to make sure that we have a process in place to build an online sales conversion. But if you have a local service-based company and you're creating a marketing strategy, these 5 pillars still apply. So I'm going to do a quick just once over of the 5 pillars, and then we'll go into each individual one. So a quick overview of the 5 pillars, starting with pillar 1, find us. Pillar 2, know us. Pillar 3, trust us. Pillar 4, purchase us. And pillar 5 is talk about us. So let's go in back to pillar 1 and let's break down that pillar. And again, every one of these pillars, you need to have a plan in place to cover that base essentially. So in pillar 1, find us, that's where things like search engine optimization comes into play, or search engine marketing, content marketing, pay-per-click ads, different advertising campaigns. What else could we add to that? Anything that
backlinks.
Lives backlinks, anything that lives at the top of the funnel that is getting your brand in front of somebody is in pillar 1. Okay. For us, it starts a lot of what we do is search engine optimization and search engine marketing. So we're going to, in the research portion of our process, we're going to start with digging deep to make sure that we have the right keywords into place, right? Because we don't want to drive traffic for keywords that are maybe not irrelevant. Maybe the keywords are close to our client's vertical or industry, but just don't do a lot of traffic. We want to make sure that we have really good keywords that are going to push not only a large amount of traffic, but traffic that we feel we can convert. It's what we call high quality traffic. So we'll have a plan in place. We'll have the keyword research, and off of that keyword research, we'll have a content strategy. So based on these 5, 10, 15, 20 keywords that we're going to optimize the site for, this is the content that we're going to create. Web pages, blog articles, articles that we're going to share for backlinks, so on and so forth. Okay, so then we move into pillar 2. Now, this is an important pillar because if you're focusing on pillar 1, which is the pillar that a lot of business owners tend to focus on and don't really look beyond, if you're a business owner and you're really great at roofing, say, your first inclination when it comes to bringing in more business is, I'm going to advertise my company. And you're going to say, you know, ABC Roofing, in business for 15 years, locally owned and operated. Find us at 2255 M37, right? Stop in. The problem is, once I see that and click on that ad, if I need a new roof, if for whatever reason that ad piqued my interest, I clicked on it, and you didn't have pillar 2 into place, then pretty much your lead is going dead as the business owner. Pillar 2 is, how will they know us, and how will they know that we identify with their problem? So when I click on that ad, say maybe I see that ad in social media, I click on it, I land on your webpage. The webpage needs to be laid out in such a way that it speaks to my pain and my need. So rather than the website saying, again, you know, ABC Roofing, been in business for 15 years, the website should say something more to the effect of, give me a good one, Mike, this is your realm.
Well, it's important to understand what the problem is that the customer or the audience is facing. So you know, one of the very first things we do with a client is discuss, we have what we call a discovery session. So we will go through and identify who the people are that they're actually trying to sell to. And,
right.
and each audience has a different problem potentially. So if we are doing roofing, for example, the most obvious problem might be that, well, my shingles are tired, or I'm worried that, you know, it looks like garbage, or whatever that might be. So we first identify what that external problem. Let's just say that my shingles are tired, my roof's looking a little bit old. We try to dive a little bit deeper on that problem. And in this case, we would look into an internal, more of an internal focused problem. So like, what's really driving this motivation? Is it just that they feel like they need their roof redone? Maybe there's an internal worry that the house may actually have a leak, or mm-hmm. a leak might form. So that's more of an internal issue that they're thinking about. There's a sense of anxiety there. And then we go one step further into what we call a philosophical problem. And in this situation, it might be maybe they don't want their wife to yell at them because they've been putting off the new roof the whole time. And
nobody wants that.
Exactly. So what we do in our line of work is we'll speak very strategically to that philosophical problem. Mm-hmm. So it might be something along the lines of, get it fixed before your wife gets you fixed.
Yes. Right. So if I click on that video and I land on that, I see that is the headline, or what we would call the why.
Yeah.
It's going to keep me on the site. I'm going to want to read more. So I would say at that point, we're going to go into what I call agitation, where we're putting up more of those mm-hmm. pain points. Maybe they're not all philosophical pain points. Maybe mm-hmm. they're more external pain points. Are you suffering from curling shingles, mm-hmm. leaky roof? It would list all these things. So the idea is that the prospect who is at this page is literally, when I'm laying one of these out, I literally envision that prospect shaking their head like, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Now I understand, as the prospect or potential customer, that this company knows what I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. And they know that I don't need my wife yelling at me when I get home from right. work tonight. I gotta get this thing fixed.
I think it's important that we try to engage the audience with some sort of an emotional message. And that's kind of where that, well, my wife's going to yell at me comes from. And then we back it up with more logical reasoning, like, oh, of course, I need my shingles redone. But it's a much stronger play to go after something like, don't have your wife yell at you, versus get new asphalt shingles. Like, it's just, there's no emotional draw to that. It's a very analytical mindset. And when you play in that space, what people tend to do is they just shop around for the cheapest deal. And you want to sell on value versus cost. And the value is in the emotional messaging, the connection,
agree.
The know us.
Agree 100%. So once we've gotten over that know us and identify with us portion, we're going to move into pillar three, which is trust us. Now, if you're listening to this and you're a business owner, that means you know sales. And if you know sales, you know that without overcoming the trust hurdle, there is no sale. It dies there. When we're looking at selling online, especially, the first thing that people are going to do, even if maybe they saw a traditional ad, still what they're going to do is their research. They're going to go online and check for reviews, other reviews of this company. They may talk to some of their friends, which comes into pillar five, which we'll talk about at the end. We know also at the same time, they're going to go out and shop you against your competition. If I'm in the market for a roof is not a cheap product. It's something that's going to cost me a lot of money. And so you better bet I'm going to go and due diligence to make sure I'm getting the best deal from this company. So in pillar three of overcoming trust, we know those few things. So what we do usually in that pillar is make sure that the client has great reviews, and then B, hit them with retargeting ads. And retargeting ads are really a double whammy in this kind of a situation, because over the course of the next 30 days that I'm thinking about getting a roof, in my, say, social media newsfeed, I'm seeing ABC Roof's testimonial videos being served to me repeatedly. Mm-hmm. I start to take notice. I start to click on those videos and interact with them. I may send an instant message through Messenger and ask questions that I have regarding their service and their products. And I'm starting now to actually interact with the brand. And as the brand, we're starting to reel that prospect in a little bit. And we're doing what I always say is, we want to bring them into your world. So if I click on that initial ad and I end up on that landing page or that website, when I leave, I should start to see you all over the place. not only should I start to see you online, but now we do things like tie the online advertising into digital billboard advertising. So in the city that that person is in, they're seeing you in their Facebook feed, they're seeing you on YouTube, they're seeing you throughout the Google Display Network, and on their way to work, they're seeing billboard ads. Now you've become a very, very real option. Also, they're seeing those testimonial review videos, very, very powerful in a retargeting campaign, which is getting us now over the trust hurdle. Now, they may start to dig a little deeper now that they have the idea in their head that I'm probably going to go with ABC Roofing, but I'm not sure exactly why I have water stains around my chimney. If we can offer them an article, a video, a podcast episode that talks about that specifically, we're getting even deeper on that trust because now they're relying on us for the resource. And then the next pillar is the purchase. What is the purchase experience going to be? How are we going to ask this person for the purchase? We want to have a plan in place for that. Do we want them to hit a call button on the website? Do we want to run a retargeting ad that says, hey, if you act now, we're running this special discount? Do we want to try to capture their email or their contact information and reach out to them? Do we want to have them book an appointment through the website? What is that purchase experience going to be? And then once that's done, the last thing after they're sold and have made that purchase and taken action on that purchase is, how are they going to talk about us? Very, very important to take your customers and turn them into brand evangelists. You know, how are we going to get a review out of these people? Do we have a plan in place for that? Google reviews, Facebook reviews. How can we get them to post something about our company? Like, for example, actually, roofing company that we had, we actually had a campaign ongoing for them. You can check it out. It's hashtag Proof of the Roof on Facebook. As part of their project plan, at a certain phase in the project, they would ask the customer if they would be willing to be a part of their social media campaign they had going. And then we would come out, we would interview the customer, we'd have them fill out a questionnaire for the interview, we would take pictures of the job, and we would kind of follow the job through the whole process. And that made people want to share those pictures on social media because it's their house, it's their story. And then it was easier to get a review from them. So we're kind of double dipping there and getting them to just talk about the company.
I think it's important to point out too that this fifth pillar is, it's twofold, because on one hand, we're using it to help promote or market the business. But on the other hand, it's also a great internal tool to streamline your processes, your services, because you may now become aware by intentionally asking your customer of issues with your service or things that you could improve. So it kind of feeds in itself. It's an important step that most people don't do. They just kind of send the bill and they're on their way. It's important to follow up and make sure that everybody's happy and expectations are being met. And if they're not, you can get in front of it and create a fan of your business who maybe otherwise wouldn't have been.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the coolest things that I ever saw when I was younger, I worked for a painting company, and this guy that owned this painting company had a closing packet. So at the end of the job, he would have whoever was the foreman on the job would go sit with the customer, and they would go through this closing packet. Part of that closing packet was a walk around. So they do a walk around, like a checklist, and make sure that all their bases were covered and that the client was happy and agreed that the job was done. Then they had a report card for the client to fill out and send back into the company on how the crew performed on the job. And then they had a referral sheet. And I forget what the deal was, but it was like, if you know anybody else who could use our services, please fill out their information. And then there was some kind of a give back that you got for doing that. And then there was a warranty on the paint job that you could keep for your records. And then there was a gift card for like dinner for your family at this pretty nice restaurant. And depending on the size of the job would depict like how much money that gift card was for. But it was just so beautifully done, so professional, closed out the job, but also got that referral piece, which goes in. It's kind of like more of a traditional, like what we're doing with reviews online almost, because reviews always lead to more referrals. So, all right. So ask yourself, next time you're getting ready to market your company or create a plan, maybe you're looking at your annual marketing plan, you need to ask yourself, how are they going to find us? How are they going to know us? How are they going to trust us? How will they purchase us? And how will they talk about us? If you cover all those bases, you can't go wrong. You'll have a full marketing strategy. If you go to leadplanmarketing.com, you can go into our blog. There's an article on how to create a winning marketing strategy that covers the five pillars. There's also, if you go to our natural products page, you can click on the Onnit Alpha Brain case study that we did that breaks down Alpha Brain's marketing strategy into the five pillars. And there's also a podcast episode with the founder of Alpha Brain that talks about how they scaled that company from startup to a $20 million company, pulling in Joe Rogan and all the really cool stuff that they've done. So that ends our podcast for today. Mike, thanks for joining us. It was awesome having you. Are you going to come for the next one?
Yes, I will be.
Okay, because we're going to need you for the next one.
Sounds good.
The next podcast is going to be 4 critical branding mistakes.
Oh, you will need me for that one.
Yes. We're going to highlight some major misses. Not by us.
Whiffs. Swinging a whiff.
If you want to get in touch with us, you can email me personally at john@leadplanmarketing. That's JOHN@LEADPLANmarketing.com.
If you want to reach me, it's the same way, but with Mike, MIKE. We're here and happy to answer your questions. And if you like this podcast, stay tuned. There's a lot more coming.